I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. I recently spoke with Janie Jaffe, Director of Population Health with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, for our regular UPHP update. We talked about staying safe this holiday season in the age of COVID.
Of course, with the holidays coming up, we want to all spend time with our families and loved ones. But with that, there's the risk of spreading germs, and COVID-19 cases are still on a sharp rise throughout our region and here in the Upper Peninsula. So we're strongly encouraging individuals to follow guidance set forth by Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC, and our local health organizations. The safest way to celebrate this season is to cozy up, stay at home, and only celebrate with people in your household. Your household is anyone who currently lives and shares common spaces with you in your housing unit, such as your house or apartment. It's certainly not easy being apart from your loved ones during the holidays, but look at it as an opportunity to slow down and enjoy this time of year without all the hustle and bustle. Make a plan to connect virtually with family and friends outside your household this year.
If you do decide to gather, what are some of the considerations that people should be making with those holiday plans?
Sure. We have some tips on making holiday gatherings as safe as possible this holiday season. First, choose only one other household to see and consider how careful that the other household has been. Remember, your get-together is only as safe as your riskiest friend or family member. Next, limit your time indoors together. We know UP weather is unpredictable, but if you're able, spend time together outdoors as much as possible. Think hot cocoa around a bonfire, for example. Follow the same safety guidelines in private settings as you would in public. Wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart, and wash and sanitize your hands and common surfaces often. And be upfront about safety protocols with your guests prior to gathering so they can prepare accordingly and know what to expect as well.
We're talking with Janie Jaffe, who is Director of Population Health at the Upper Peninsula Health Plan in Marquette, talking about staying safe, especially in light of COVID during this holiday season. What are some other things that people can do to stay healthy, whether they plan to gather or not?
Well, first and most importantly, if you feel sick, stay home. Staying home ensures you can't spread illness to others. Wear a mask when you're in public and when you can't stay consistently 6 feet away from individuals outside your immediate household. Wash your hands and wash them again, especially before eating or touching your nose, mouth, or eyes where germs are easily transmitted. Washing hands is one of the easiest ways to stay healthy and stop the spread of germs to yourself and others. Keep hand sanitizer in places like your car, desk, and purse for use when you cannot immediately wash your hands. Also, avoid getting too run down. This has been a very stressful year. Take time and make sure you're eating healthy, getting regular exercise, and getting enough sleep. And don't forget about your mental health. Tired, stressed bodies are more susceptible to germs and illness. Lastly, if you haven't already, it's not too late to get your flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is considered safe and effective in preventing the flu. Anyone who is 6 months of age or older can get the vaccine, so be sure to talk to your doctor first, to make sure you don't have any health-related reasons why you shouldn't.
What are some final thoughts that you may have for people in terms of just being safe and keeping themselves in order during this holiday season?
It's hard to stick to coronavirus precautions such as social distancing and isolation, especially as we head into the holiday season. Pandemic fatigue is real, but we must remain vigilant to stop the spread of COVID-19. Sacrifices we're making now will help us to keep our communities healthy, reduce the burden on our hospitals, and help us to return to normal as soon as possible. So we are wishing you brighter days ahead and wishing everyone a healthy, safe, and happy holiday season.
That's Janie Jaffe, Director of Population Health with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.